Welcome to Vegan Bites, where we crunch down complex vegan topics into bite-sized knowledge nuggets. Today, we're diving into the world of animal advocacy research and the accusations of bias it often faces. Picture this: you're a Eurasian badger, a creature caught in a political tug-of-war in the UK. You're blamed for spreading bovine tuberculosis, and the government's solution? Culling your kind. But a 2022 study found little evidence that culling works. The government, however, tried to discredit the study, claiming bias due to the author's ties to animal rights NGOs. But their attempts to correct the data only confirmed the study's original conclusions. This isn't a new phenomenon. Animal advocates have faced bias accusations for centuries. In the 1800s, UK activists trying to establish animal protection policies were dismissed as sentimental and womanly. Today, research aiming to protect animals can be condemned or censured by government officials and industry leaders. The authors of this study argue that true objectivity is a unicorn in any field of research. Scientists, after all, are humans with their own experiences and beliefs. They suggest that an advocacy approach can sometimes yield more meaningful results, but it's crucial for researchers to reflect on their own subjective viewpoints. The study also highlights three common sources of bias in human-animal studies. First, the overemphasis on companion animals, often neglecting other animal groups. Second, conflicts of interest, where powerful funders can influence study data. And third, ideological disagreements within the field that can lead to skewed research. So, how do we navigate this minefield of bias? The authors advocate for transparency in funding sources, diverse perspectives in academic discourse, and active participation in policymaking processes. They urge scholar advocates to produce rigorous, methodologically sound research to prevent bias accusations from being weaponized against the field. In a nutshell, the pursuit of animal advocacy research is a tightrope walk, balancing objectivity and advocacy. But with transparency, reflexivity, and rigorous methodology, we can ensure that the most reliable evidence informs public health strategies and environmental policies affecting animals. That's it for today's episode of Vegan Bites. Remember, every bite of knowledge brings us a step closer to a world that values veganism and animal rights. Stay tuned for more, and don't forget to check out Veg3, our vegan AI marketing tool. Until next time, keep crunching those vegan bites.